And now this is a dictation. For Jan Radcliffe, RADCLIFFE, April 1946, addressed as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 989-321-4085. Dear sirs at Saginaw, VA, a follow-up for Mr. Radcliffe with chronic kidney disease and hypertension last visit in April. Recent fell IC surface, no loss of consciousness, no trauma to the head, some discomfort left posterior ribs, did not go to the emergency room, no anti-inflammatory agents, chronic incontinence, very physically active, winter time, snowmobile, also plays golf, and during the summer, four-wheeler. He has followed through urology at VA Ann Arbor, A-N-N-A-R-B-O-R. Apparently, they did a bladder capacity, different volumes, to see if there is any leakage on coughing, apparently negative. They are still talking, however, about some kind of continence procedure. Prior testing, renal artery stenosis, left kidney do not show narrowing, which is the small kidney, right kidney, the good size. It was technically difficult to assess. Blood pressure remains high, 190 over 90, left-sided by myself. No respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, I will highlight the lisinopril propranolol for blood pressure control. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.89, which is baseline, low sodium, high potassium, normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, GFR36, anemia, large red blood cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, underlying hypertension, presently poorly controlled, needs to be checked at home before we can adjust medications, asymmetry of the kidneys, left comparing to the right, few years back, no renal artery stenosis on the left, and none on the right, it was technically difficult. We might need to repeat that testing. Monitor high potassium, monitor anemia and large red blood cells, potential EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for albumin or calcium, chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.